The link is in the IRC channel, and then I propose we make a start. And the first topic is an update discussion about community structure started. How do we define members?
I think we should always put the first agenda item, ask for who is taking notes.
Okay.
So, as I ask this time, I'll take the notes.
Okay, perfect.
Next time I'll take a note.
Okay, just for interest, do we have Italo with us or not?
Yes.
Italo is in, okay, so...
Yeah, I had to disconnect and connect because it didn't register my that I was a speaker.
Okay, so regarding the committee members, we are missing Quailen and Olivier, if I'm correct.
Yeah. Exactly. So again, this is Italo Vignoli speaking from Milan as a member of the steering committee. I told it 5 times, but no one was hearing me before.
Now we hear you. Okay. Florian, can you lead and go on with the first topic?
Yes, of course. So the first... Our second item on the agenda is discussion about the community structure started, and I think that Andre has worked on that item a lot, so I would like to hand over the microphone to you, Andre, so you can give us a short update on where we stand.
Okay, now I'm lost in my browser tabs. Just a moment. Okay, the discussion about who we should see as a member of the foundation, or rather the project that are supported within this, from or by the foundation, has been triggered about a week ago or more than a week ago, and discussion was quite huge, I'd say, but more or less positive regarding the initial ideas that we have. I think most of the people did agree to our ideas, but had some remarks. For instance, that we should be very clear with the conditions or with the rules when you will be accepted as a member and when not, and that those rules should not be too easy. So it's more or less it's all written in the wiki, and what I would like to propose is that we in the next days or now comment on the questions that have been raised during the discussion. And then, well, I can try to draft a more prosa version of some kind of bylaws or of a section for the bylaws. Any questions so far? I'm going to talk about.
I try to write the bylaws. If you have other things on your plate. I'll be at least to write the first draft.
Sorry?
I can try to write the first draft of these bylaws if you want. Written in the membership. Question.
So Andre, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I kind of agree. So I think it's useful to collect the feedback and then try to incorporate that into a first draft, but I think it's much easier and it gets us easier and quicker to something substantial if you just start with some concrete example.
Yes, I think this it's up to Charles. As Charles volunteers, what I would suggest is that as we have been very close to the GNOME Foundation, we can well, reuse the GNOME Foundation's bylaw sections on members and just draft around this.
Yeah, I'm all for that. No problem. I just think it's more productive to yeah, I agree. But I think the reason why I agree is that it's more productive to have something concrete to discuss. You know, I mean, so for now we've just more or less collected ideas or opinions. So yeah, let's move on.
Okay. Okay, so that means Charles will go on and write a draft that is more concrete than what we have now, and then we discuss this in detail.
Well, I think if I understood Torsten's point, is that what we have enunciated so far, what you've been writing, Andre, were the very first, was the skeleton of what we want to do, and it was at the level of the principle. A more comprehensive bylaws form, not a principle form.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyway, I still want to see some of the question answered. For instance, the number of members we like to have or we envision to have. Because this is give quite influence of the rules how to accept members or not. So any idea of this? If we would go with tens, hundreds, thousands, millions?
Well, I would say that the very first thing is that it just depends on the number. I mean the surface that we're envisioning. I mean, if we stick to LibreOffice. I think having it in the very lower hundreds, perhaps in the 100 or even less, would be nice. But if we have other things boiling, that would be a little bit more. I don't know. It's hard to say. I think it's what we want and what we're looking for is effective contributors, whether they're developers or whether they're contributing code or contributing meaningful other stuff. If they have to be 100, well, let's do this. We can always wonder if we haven't raised the bar enough afterwards. But you know.
Yeah. So this is Michael. I tend to think that you know, if you look at the GNOME Foundation, it has the order of several hundred members. Not all of them are as active as all that in terms of voting. That seems to work quite well. And clearly, we want more people, more contributors, and thus more members.
Yes. Yes,
let's try and aim at 1,000 rather than at 100.
I agree, and I think what works for 100 also works for 1,000, so I don't think it's something you should really worry about.
Okay.
And, of course, the more the better, more the merrier.
Well, there were some concerns raised that we would get in trouble to find some agreement if we grow far above the 1,000, but I personally don't think that this would be a problem.
Yeah, so and if it would be a problem, it's quite a luxury problem. I mean, if there were so many people really contributing, I mean, that would be awesome and nothing that would worry me, actually.
Okay. I think the other thing is that although we're a meritocracy, I think it makes sense to have an elected board from that group and then just, you know, if decisions have to be made and they're contentious, then they make them. If people don't like it, they can always leave. I mean, it's but I think it should be made on a democratic basis of those meritocratically selected members, I guess. So I don't see a huge scalability problem. I'm not suggesting a consensus personally between 100 members. Hard enough to get consensus between 10, never mind 100.
Okay. I think we have an idea how to deal with this. Charles to write a draft about bylaws with our comments. But what I would like to see how we should proceed from this point on is that we need to discuss about more structures. because this was something that's not very clear, that, well, how members would then work in projects or elect the board or elect something else. I don't think we can answer this at the moment, but should be a topic for someone from our team. I can work on this and at least again draft some skeleton.
So you're referring to whether one should have annual elections or like every 5 years, or what's the
particular? No, more if we like to have a model that the steering committee or future board is elected by all the members, or if we like to have something as it has been in openoffice.org, that we work in teams or sub-projects, and these have team leads, and those team leads then elect the board.
So I have a very specific opinion on that. I would definitely not like that two-level democracy or meritocracy. I would very much prefer who is a member is eligible to elect the board with one
yep.
vote. So that's my opinion.
Me too. It seems to work quite well, in fact. And I think having artificial categories, you know, if we have 10 people who are native lang guys who are really good, and everyone wants to elect them to the board, it seems crazy that we can't, you know, for some rule, and then divvying up the contributors is a bit sad, I think. I'm personally more up for a complete membership that elects a set of people who are members.
Okay.
Also, keep in mind that whatever we will be doing will have at some point to be either adjusted or, well, at least compared to whatever mandatory statutes and structure, depending on the type of entity we'll have. So, just for that, you know.
Okay, so I'll take this for the moment that we would focus on very flat structures, or for the election model, no structures at all, the best. But still, we should at least document this somewhere and somehow and write this down. So
certainly, yeah.
Can't that be into the membership document that Charles will be drafting? That should eventually evolve into the bylaw?
Yes, finally it needs to be in the bylaws. So it's just the next step to discuss or to write.
So, I mean, I could do that. I mean, I could type something up there.
Okay.
If that's desired.
Are we done with this item, or any more comments?
I think, from my side, we are done.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, then I propose that we move on to the next item, which is about a decision on the content management system and the website. I will post a link to IRC, 1 second, this year. I try to sum it up a bit. The issue is that you see the current website we have is a very short one containing very basic information. And to those who are interested, it's not a content management system behind it, but rather a self-written script that produces static websites. And we want to provide a framework for various groups or various languages to add their own content. Right now, we only have 2 weeks for this. And Christoph, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the plan was to have a more product-oriented website. Right at the moment, the website we have is more related to the DevPlan Foundation itself, and the planned website will have more on the community, on the product, and we try to implement it under LibreOffice.org with new content management. Is this correct for Fox Report?
Yeah, you said, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. And there have been many discussions going on which CMS to use, and to what I have taken is there are many pros and cons for the various systems, and at the moment we are stuck with two options, one of them being ServiceDrive, one of them being Drupal. Anyone here in this group didn't have a closer look at this one?
Well, I just read the mail thread and clicked on the examples. I did not much more on this. So, but in my opinion, it's more or less depends on all. Yeah, you should decide what we can have next, or within the next days, because we won't get a full-featured super duper CMS installation that would cover all of our needs. Not at this point.
Yeah, so I really don't have any strong opinion here. Of course, the tables on the mutual merits of those systems. Maybe some pre-selection or whatever, so that might be tainted by opinions there. I think what matters most is then who would be volunteering or who would be available and knowledgeable to maintain that. And then we should go with that, which has most of the people raising their hands there or whatever has the biggest community. I don't know.
Well, this decision might be quite tricky because we have on for any of the CMS, we have some people who are raising hand and saying that they will come up with a solution soon.
Okay. So the ServiceDrive, because that's what I was slightly worried about, has more than one volunteer who would work on that.
Yes.
I see.
We actually have. Christian Lohmeyer to be the one who set up the example installation. We have two or three people who can help with administration, and we have, I'd say, a handful of people who already worked on the content with this example. But for the Drupal installations, we have maybe the same amount of people that can work on administration and content, but the problem within the last week was that while the ServiceDrive demo was running already, the people on Drupal side were discussing, but did not come up with a demo. They just did it within the last 2 days, I think.
Okay. So what should we do? Should we vote today or?
I'd say we should vote today because with any day with any more day we wait and do not decide we will have no CMS.
Okay, I agree. So we have a quorum, so we have enough participants here. So then let's just vote. Or is there any other questions? Should we discuss this more? Does everybody feel confident to vote on that?
Just one question before voting, which just came to my mind. I heard it in a message thread before. Has there been anything coming out of the offer of the Drupal user group? I think there was something in the very beginning. Anyone aware of that?
You're speaking about a demo or... What exactly?
No, I didn't follow the thread closely. I just remember that at the very beginning that we had an offer from larger user group or even some Drupal developers to join in, and just wanted to know if anybody followed up on that and know where we stand or if this is still valid.
I don't see if this offer was followed, but Drupal in fact has a very large user base, and we have some well-known people like Andrea Peschetti in our team.
Peschetti,
who can take care.
Yeah, Andrea is one of the leaders of the European Drupal community.
So this is.
Yeah, but I
didn't talk with Andrea, by the way, but I think he would be helpful anyway. He has a lot of experience, and he works almost full time on Drupal development.
So I think time is of the essence here, and you know, if Andrea has to do something, I'm afraid he would have to do it in literally the following days, the days to come.
Well, his command, just let me post another link to the IRC. This is the table with people who want to give support with this. And although Andrea is experienced with Drupal, his comment was that he would be more in the planning than actually building this. So still I would suggest that all those people who are working with Drupal do first a more detailed analysis what we would need for really flexible content management and more or less framework for all the web services we might need to provide. And that we come up with a Drupal solution in half a year or something like this. but for the start, we use Silverstripe for the web page. This would be my suggestion.
May I just quickly jump in, not taking any decision before, but I think that any system we start with now will probably last longer. I doubt that we will, in a few months, just start everything again from scratch. Just take
no,
this into
I
account.
What would you expect? How long it would be in productive use?
Not from a really technical point of view, but just my experience, anything you do just for temporary often lasts much longer than you planned it to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, this is Olivier speaking. I can assure that if you start in the wrong way, it will last a lot.
So what are the problems then with Silverstripe? Ain't that a viable long-term solution? So are there... are there known problems or known limitations?
Well, for the moment, for just running a CMS for the website, no. But compared to the feature set of Drupal, it is limited.
I see.
Yeah, I mean, Drupal is now kind of default choice for a very large website. The White House, for instance, is on Drupal.
Yes, but our problem is different because we have a lot of localization, a lot of different content, so it's quite different. It's not the site only.
Just a question from Christoph. What is the problem, for example, to go with Drupal? We heard that the people were not able to come up with a demo site, but what about looking, have a backward demo site? So to, let's say, go for Drupal if you think it's more versatile, it may be the longer lasting alternative, and then decide in 2 weeks if it's a viable alternative, and if there's nothing yet or there are major issues, then just go for Silver Stripe, because at the moment we have the luxury of two alternatives.
Why didn't we just go for one? Then if it's broken, we can fix it later and migrate stuff. And if the people that want to do the work, why should we delay them? It just seems appalling to me to delay volunteers that want to do good things.
Michael, precisely the problem is that we had volunteers, but the volunteers had conflicting needs, wants, and things. So this is how we ended up discussing all this and stuff. And we should just have not be talking about this precisely, or not in the same way. Hadn't that lasted too long?
I think that if we are going to a CMS like Drupal, we absolutely need a plan to sort of guideline in order to look in advance what the site will look at. You cannot install Drupal and expect that it's going to work in the very beginning. We have to make the drawing of the navigation and such and such.
Okay, so basically we there's a need to do that anyway. So to bring up a good working site.
Yes, but I think that we should have that documented and approved inside TDF before we start installing.
Guys, this is all correct. That we need an idea how the site should look like. That we need an idea how it should be structured. That we need to plan this. This is all correct. But at the other hand, we have user asking for content. We have volunteers raising hand to bring in this content, and they will not wait 1 week longer. They just won't wait. They will set up their own sites. No matter what we decide, they will set up their sites.
Okay, let's vote.
Yes, let's vote.
Yeah.
Well, I am afraid that we will face chaos very soon.
The end of the world is here.
If we do nothing at the moment, we will face chaos anyway.
I think it won't get better.
I'm not telling that we have to wait and see. I mean, we can act, but we need a little bit of organization in that.
Yes, and this is why I would suggest to start with Silver Stripe, which can be up and running very fast, but this would be very likely a temporary solution, and do the planning stuff on Drupal.
Andre, just to butt in quickly, was it not the case that we decided sort of 2 weeks ago that if we hadn't decided, we would go with what, you know, something by Monday? But it seems we're already quite late here. So I'm massively in favor of just getting Silver Stripe going, doesn't it?
Sorry, I don't get the question.
We're horribly late. As far as I recall, we gave people a deadline that we would decide, or someone would decide, and we would go with the default choice, whatever it was, 2 weeks ago.
What we told was that they should come up with a suggestion. If they do not, we will decide, but we did not tell how we decide. At this point, we had no idea what to use.
So that's the reason why we should vote no, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Let's take the vote. Thorsten.
Yes, I vote for ServerStripe. Because that works. I can see it working. I see the demo, and I like it.
Okay, Florian?
I'd go for Drupal because I think long-term it's the better solution.
So also start with Drupal, to be correct. Yeah? Sophie?
Yeah.
Difficult. I go for something that works, ServerStripe.
Okay. Quellen is not on the list, not on the call, or? Correct. So this would be again...
Deputy of Quellen here. Michael, are you Quellen's deputy?
Well, Torsten, you are Quellen's deputy, but in this situation I would prefer...
I am not in the list, but Olivier is listening and speaking.
You are on the list. You are steering committee member, sorry.
So maybe Torsten can be Quellen's deputy and I can be Torsten's deputy.
I would like to hear Michael's opinion.
Yeah, you know, I like the ServerStripe thing because it seems there's a demo there already and people care about it.
Okay. Olivier?
Let's go and let's do it.
Means what?
Means install a CMS as soon as possible with a few features and then we start planning something better later.
Okay, does it mean ServerStripe for the start would be enough for you?
Yes.
Okay. Then me votes for ServerStripe. Charles?
I don't want to go back to CollabNet. That's a statement. more seriously, the truth is that I think that we will end up doing something mostly for the users, that is not for the technical people, and that's why we need to act very quickly. And I think in this matter, what really matters is not how well it integrates tools such as Git or whatever. I think, and above every religious war when it comes to CMS, let's go for ServerStripe, and let's have it ready by yesterday, please.
Okay, and Italo, please.
I agree with Florian, so I would go for Drupal, although it's a clear majority for ServerStripe.
So this means we have 8 votes in total, 6 for ServerStripe and 2 for Drupal. This is enough to have. Is this enough? Yes, this is enough. I'm weak on mathematics at this time.
Yes, but 6 against 2 is enough.
Usually.
Yes.
Yeah, it's enough. It's a 2/3 majority. Anyway, at the same time, I would ask the people working on Drupal to do a more detailed planning what we would need in the next months regarding website, regarding additional tools like extension framework, that we need something like central or single site logon or some stuff. So I would ask him to do more detailed planning and then, work on this as well.
Yeah, that would be good to engage those people, because it's a good choice in the long term, and this shouldn't be forgotten.
Okay.
So, and at the same time, we need the Silver Stripe, or we tell the Silver Stripe people to set this up and coordinate with Florian for the DNS setup and stuff, and which server to use. Okay?
Yeah, I will follow up on the website list tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, with details, and then we have the machine ready for 2 days, I think, and then we can set the site up on this one.
Okay, so you trigger the people to set this up.
Yeah, I will do. I will take care of this.
Okay. So I think we are done with this topic.
Okay, then let's move on to the next one, which would be a decision on where to have public steering committee decisions, and I'll try to sum it up. We are looking for a way on how to make the decisions of the steering committee transparent and accessible for everyone. And the problem is that discussing on the larger discuss list is a lot of noise, because we have lots of topics going on there. And I think we tried to mark messages related to steering committee decisions with SC in the subject, but it also leads to lots of noise. So one proposal is to have a dedicated mailing list where the steering committee discusses publicly. Everybody can subscribe and read the messages, but only the steering committee can post. This has one of the proposals. So what are your thoughts, or what do you feel about that?
I feel that we would need a dedicated public list for at least for decision making, so that our discussions are visible to the rest of the community. But at the same time, we need to discuss with the community or with the members.
Yes, I agree. I kind of dislike this one way. Setup of interaction, so that will likely just end up in people writing private mails to the steering committee members. So why not have it bi-directional right away?
We could even ask people to moderate this list and to guide those people who think or who post by accident. So basically, this should work.
Moderate in sense of closed list, but messages could be moderated to the list, or do you mean it's open for all to write something, but people are asked to not discuss too much on this list?
I think the latter one. Sorry, I haven't been that clear. Because basically, if this doesn't work, we may easily switch that, but why not go for an open, let's say, open list?
Yes, I very much like that approach to default to as open as possible.
Okay, but it would, Torsten, it would still be a dedicated list, or should we use an existing one?
Well, you know my opinion on that, but I have no... I mean, I wouldn't at least strongly object if we have a separate list, so yeah.
I think this sounds like a good idea, but I strongly suppose a separate list, because I can speak only for myself, but following all the threads on the various lists is really a hard work, and I'm pretty sure I missed something. So for the decisions, a separate list might make sense, and if it doesn't work, we can still cancel it, but it would be worth a try.
Okay, I agree. It's a separate list, but this might be open for other people to comment and to send messages.
Yes, I agree also.
Yeah, I agree as well.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I don't think we need a formal vote on this, as most people agree anyway.
We'll take care of setting it up maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, Florian admitted to kick everybody disagreeing.
I think we just have one agenda item left then,
yep.
Which would be the list of next steps.
I know I tried to come up with something and asked Core for help, but, well, it has not been done very much on this. What I would suggest is, as soon as we have the public list, or other way around. I have some topics that should be discussed. And I would say I put it on the wiki. And then, well, we can ask on our newly created list if there are more topics that we need to discuss. And I think this can be done by the weekend or so.
So basically, is there some need for help, or so I can step in for Core?
Yes, yes, please.
I hope this list isn't that large.
Well, whatever you want to discuss, you can put it on the list, but you must be aware that you then have to discuss this and to work on it.
I'm aware. Usually people don't respond to my questions. Which is sometimes good, by the way.
Okay, so the suggestion is I can work on this and coordinate. I'll try to coordinate with Core, and, well, I might have a phone call with Christoph so that we have it, let's say, on Sunday, a list of next most important things to discuss and to decide.
Yeah.
So are there any further agenda items from the steering committee? Anything else that you would like to have mentioned, would like to have discussed in this call?
No. I was going to give a quick update on where we're at with the builds in the source code. I think
someone
would give it a more. Is that interesting?
Yes, please.
Yes.
What I would be interested in is still if we have a code freeze on the end of the week.
Yes. The plan is indeed to have a code freeze at the end of the week.
Okay.
Absolutely. So we're rushing to get the last bits together. There are some critical pieces there. For example, putting help online. Unfortunately, Kohei, who's written the scripts to do it, has gone on holiday, but we transfer that to Mutisuba, who's working on that. There are various other pieces, like experimental settings dialogue, that are not quite in yet, and I'm working at. There's also a blocker bug around migration that we need to not migrate twice, and that's as yet unimplemented. Apart from that, I think, you know, there are obviously bugs we need to fix, and there's missing translations in some locales, but otherwise we're looking pretty good. I'm quite pleased.
Okay. Regarding translation, I just asked how we can get in more recent translations, and I'm going to, well, coordinate this with Pietro Nalek next week, hopefully.
Great. Pietro is actually on holiday.
I know.
Great. So the other thing that needs doing, I guess, is Olivier, for example, has filed several bugs about Brazilian translations, and it would be great to, I think we're missing a page on how to include translations anyway, currently. It would be good to get some more documentation around that and get some contact people there.
We have something for the Libo build translations, for the additional translations compared to what we have in openoffice.org, but we have no documentation how to update
the full translation or the full SDS files that came from openoffice.org. So this is what I like to work on next week.
Great. I think that's a matter of checking them into the L10N directory in Git, but you may find it's more complicated, obviously. Great. But it would be good if someone could get the strings out of Livia. It's frustrating to see a Brazilian filing bugs that say there is no Brazilian translation, and yet not having the translation to merge. So it would be great to look at those. Otherwise, things are great.
Okay.
Anything else that you would like to have discussed?
Nope. Not for me.
Okay. What I would propose then is, I just look, we have about 4 or 5 or even 6 people listening to the call, or even more. I don't have the recent number. What I would propose is that we maybe for 5 or 10 minutes open all microphones if there are just questions what we have discussed. What do you think about that?
Yeah, fine with me.
Go out.
Yes.
Okay,
then let's see if this works out. 1 second. So all you lurkers out there, you will now be on air. 1 second.
Okay.
Hello.
So I think
we can hear you now. Thanks for joining.
Someone has an echo.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's ask who joined. Did anybody join?
So we have a question from IRC, which is from Volker. What about the number of languages in the world that we ship? And he mentions that there were some complaints about maybe that there was too little or not enough or...
The number of people who've been working on submitting localizations and their translations directly to us. Between the number of people who took some time migrate over to LibreOffice or made the decision to contribute in general to OpenOffice to LibreOffice, and the number of people who didn't know, and the number of people who were not ready, and the number of people, yeah. So that's how I think we are going to come up with about 3-6 stations in the end. Not for sure.
I think we did an analysis. I think Frederick did an analysis. We looked at all the active translation teams. And I think we bundled 56 languages or so.
Yeah.
So that's quite a lot. I appreciate that. But I think the space problem is separate from the translation problem. I think if you compress all of the STS files, you end up with something very small. Like, I forget, is it 10 megabytes or something like that? Which is for all of our translated strings. So I think the difference in the size is down to other problems, which are essentially technical, and we'll fix them over time. But I think it makes a lot of sense to have all of the translations that we can in the package for ease of use, and so that we don't discriminate against anyone, personally.
Michael, just for the notes, so the amount of translations is not the only problem for the size, and we will work on the size of the download package, correct?
That's correct, yeah. So the size, I mean, obviously the more translations you put in, the bigger it gets, but really most of our size problems are related to things other than translations. It's just done very, very badly, unfortunately, in translation code at the moment. So we'll be working on fixing that, but not for 3.3 immediately. We did get it under 300 meg for 3.3.
Okay.
Okay, so there comes another question from IRC, which is the name LibreOffice has been discussed as a placeholder. Where does it stand, and is there room for discussion about alternatives?
Willst du schnell hier rüber wechseln?
So I think it was indeed considered a temporary name because to leave the door open for Ortel to donate the trademark back to the community. But I do think it's a very reasonable compromise, and we did not get the OpenOffice.org trademark yet. I think I would be very in favor to stick to that name for the while.
Yeah, it's not only you would be in favor to stick with this name. I think, well, I'm not sure. I would stay with LibreOffice, definitely, because it was perceived well. Well, there have been discussions, but no matter which name you choose, there will always be discussions.
Yes, and I think the short name is well accepted now.
Yeah. But yeah. I think that we have announced it, so that doesn't make any sense to make another announcement around the product name.
Yeah, I believe Apple just spends quite a lot of money on trademarking it, so, you know, unless someone wants to pony up on the cash.
To put in some joke, if somebody wants a new name, he may just fork. No, just kidding, really. The point is, I think what we communicated is that the artwork and the logo and so on is a kind of placeholder, and since we now seem to stick with the name, it gets refined and refined, and this takes already place with Ivan and Bernhard and other people on the mailing list. So I think this is something which can be discussed to a certain extent, because we also have to adapt to Zeitgeist, and so I think this may change, but I would like to stick with the name at the moment, because we are already having some impact, and it gets known, and people talk about us, and this is a very, very good thing I would like to risk at the moment.
Okay, is there anything else? Otherwise, I suppose we can close the call for tonight.
Okay.
Yes.
So okay. Then, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you all.
Oh, thanks for your interest.
Great show, guys.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
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 Bye.